Wonderful, wonderful. And so how did you get started?
So I think having that guidance within the document, within the resource, is really important, and that was really important for me. And I took the features and the indicators, and I created a mapping document. So getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. So I had three columns in my document. I had the suggested evidence, which was the indicators. I had the next column was activity at Edinburgh and Napier and at ENSA, the Students Association. And then I had possible areas for further development. So the things that I felt were the gaps and that were emerging as areas we needed to work on. So I started detailing the work that we were doing and thinking about where we could do more. I took some of the indicators to departmental meetings. That was my own colleagues within the university, and we had some of the student consultants that work with me participating in that. So we had students and workshopped those indicators in small groups. And then I took that together with the input I put into our strategic partnership group and worked with colleagues in the Students Association to identify the indicators where we felt students would feel most able to engage. And we took those to rep forums and to the Student Council for some discussion.
Nice, that's really nice. And so absolutely modeling student partnership, working with ENSA all the way through this and co-creating as you went.
Really
That's
important.
really interesting. Thank you. And were there any particular reasons you chose that approach, or is that the way you always work?
That is really the way we do always work, sort of in terms of collaboration around partnership. I think probably also important to touch on kind of why I decided just to make that start independently, rather than from the get-go having the all heads together. So I think I felt as institutional lead for student partnership, I have that oversight of activities across the piece, and so it made sense for me to start putting things down on paper. And then of course I knew there would be some gaps there. There's a particular section about the Students' Union, Students' Association particularly. Well, I can give my perspective of that, but that needs to come from colleagues in the Students' Association. So it was really important then to collaborate with the colleagues that are directly involved in the activities that are included or would align with those indicators. So I'm proud of the progress we've made with it, but sorry, that we've made with partnership particularly, but felt there was more to do. And I think working through it in this way is helping to draw things out in quite a collaborative way.
Okay, that's really good to hear. And where have you got to in your journey with it so far?
Okay, so we have, I mentioned that this has gone to our student rep forums, which are organised and led by the Students Association and also to Student Council. So they've input on that, and we've got to a point where we've worked through the document and colour coded. We did that collaboratively with ENSA. So we've colour coded, and that means we've got this kind of at a glance sense of where we feel we both are positioned against the indicators under those eight features. And we've now shared with some key colleagues for further consideration, and we're formulating plans, it's safe to say. And I think it's really now about confirming the priority areas of work that we've identified.
Okay, and your color coding is a sort of red, amber, green, that kind of
Yes,
thing. Okay,
exactly.
so you've got your traffic
Exactly.
lights, so
Got
you
our
know what your
traffic
priorities
lights.
are. Okay, great stuff.